Bearded Biomed.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Your favorite podcast, Bearded Biomed. As you know, MD Expo, it's live, it's going on. We're day two. I have two new guests sitting at the booth with me, but finally got you over here, PM Biomedical, Pernell and Mo. And I just want to learn about everything that PM Biomedical brings to the table, what you offer. And of course, as a biomed, I'd love to know, how can you obviously assist us in doing our job better?
I'm going to do all the talking. I'm going to let Mo do the talking today. Mo, we can start up. And
hey, he put you on the spot, man.
I love it, though. Thanks for having us.
I'm happy to have you.
Yeah, so as far as for PM Biomedical, we're a full-on, all-in-one repair depot. So we work with hospitals across the nation. We help them out with their repairs and the need of the biomedical equipment that they have, from monitors, modules, telemetries, fusion pumps. At times, we're looking to get some rentals. We can provide that for them. At times, we need the actual capital equipment. Of course, you know, if they're ever letting go for two phase, we'll take them off their hands. So we're all in one services. Of course, we don't have to provide the parts and cables for that equipment as well. This is an industry that I stepped into 2.5 years ago, right when they first opened up. It's an industry that I don't think I'm ever going to leave. I love working with this company, being able to help out the hospitals, being surrounded by all these great people. It's honestly a blessing to hear out.
And where are you based out of?
We're out of Southern California.
Okay.
I've been in the industry for 20 years. I worked for a couple other companies before this. Started this company up. We grow this fast. Okay, within 2 years, we're up to 34 employees now. Got our second building, got a second location in Ohio that we're going to launch in the next month. So, try to spread it out. Got a great team.
You're in two good markets, though.
Yes. We're right outside of Cleveland, so we'll have a mini depot there. We'll do, infusion pumps, telemetry, and some modules out of that location. But, home, everything can call, so I am just.
All right, so let's get nitty gritty here, because you guys are your biomed. So, I mean,
my background's on biomed. I get to handle all the sales. Most sees he works for them.
I gotcha.
We deal with all the biomeds here.
Is there so obviously you're going in, you're doing certification, preventive maintenance inspections, and of course you got the unscheduled side as well for on site or depot level repair. Is there, I guess, any modality or section of medical devices that you're currently not servicing? Or are you in imaging? Are you in anesthesia? Are you in sterilization?
Great questions. We're strictly based in laundry right now. We just land for imaging division. So, I as an owner, I want to make sure I know the modality myself before we get into it. So, we're partnering with a larger company that's helping us out with the imaging. He's coming in and doing the classes, but we're strictly patient monitoring, no beds, nothing big, everything that can fit.
I promise you, you're not missing out on beds. I work on many of them. It's nothing that I would not give up in a heartbeat.
Right.
We make a lot of promises, but of course, we want to be able to fulfill those promises.
Yep.
You know, so we want to be able to take care of what's in front of us first before we go on to the next step.
And we get it, we understand, because I travel with my sales reps. We go and sit down with biomeds. We know how, like, when they're being asked if something's broken, right? That they can't, like, have patients in there, right? So it's very important when we tell them in 3 to 5 days we'll have this unit back to fulfill that.
Right.
That way they can put it
back. Yeah, I would say that's probably one of the biggest rights when it comes to vendor management as a whole is return of service.
Right.
You know, how long is an escalation going to have to go on to where the monitor's not back in service for the clinicians to use?
Right.
Because if they're upset, then they're going to let the biomed be upset, and then it goes to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So you're heavily into the patient monitoring space. So, you know, there's so many different OEMs out there.
So we do Mindray,
Neon Coding.
Only thing we don't type is Neon Coding. I think our partners over here, they do it, and we'll send it to them probably.
Challen.
Well, Challen can cover all that.
Or I guess Hiller on now.
Yeah.
Or I guess Baxter. I don't know. They keep buying themselves, so.
And mine is even purchasing, so we have a ton of inventory as well in our company, getting that all organized.
And then, so obviously, depending on what patient monitor you have, they're going to have different capabilities. You might have some that just have the basics, you know, BP, SpO2, EKG. And then you got some that got the entitled CO2.
Yes.
So I would assume that y'all, based on what monitor you're fixing, you're going to get something either comparable to it or might even be the exact same model.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, one thing that we do, I want to say half of Mr. Prenella's building is all inventory. So we make sure that we have at least a few of everything, you know, because, you know, one thing is that we want to make sure that we're getting them what they need, like, to the dot. And not with the right software, the right parameters, because there's so many different options to choose from. So that's very important.
And then also when you consider patient monitoring, probably one of the other sides of it is the accessory side.
Yeah.
Some of the models out there, especially if they're a little bit towards tiptoeing the end of life,
right,
be hard to find.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's NeuroCore. No, it's Masimo. You're not going to find this cable anywhere.
Right.
I would assume you guys also have a decent amount of...
Yeah, so we have a local vendor that they manufacture our cables. So we can do same-day shipping on all the cables. Our website actually has a really nice table to have, and it'll tell you exactly what the quantity is in there. If it's on hand, we ship it the same day.
And what was the website? And I will put that down in the link as well for those watching or listening.
PM Biomedical, you'll see a table. Check marks, and I'll narrow it down for you.
Since I got you, because you guys are on the provider service side, you know, making sure that people are getting what they need taken care of. I always like to ask this question. What are some of the things that you have identified as a business that when you go into a facility and you're supporting them with your products and what you do, what are some of the stop gaps, the headaches, the things that your clients, obviously they're coming to you for a reason. What are some of the things that you've identified?
One of the things I'm proud of is, we are a new company, but I have a lot of experience in this. We are ISO certified. So we just had an open house at that day.
9001 or 13485?
9001.
Okay.
13485 is being worked on as we speak. But we got it done. We fast-tracked it. Got it done really fast. So if you've ever visited our facility or any other customers, you can see it when you walk in. You know, you have to be organized. Things have to be in a certain position or spot, right? So that's something we are proud of. And our quality, right? We're not perfect. Never gonna say we're perfect, but we strive on quality and turnaround time. That's what I think sets us apart.
We're also blessed to have the technicians that we have. So we have a lead technician for every department because we want to make sure that when you're repairing things, we want to make sure we know what we're doing. We try our best to avoid any type of warranties. We did provide 12-month warranties we send out. St. Prenella now has up to 15 technicians that work in the facility. Then we have a monitoring department. So when the repairs come in, they're automatically designated to that the technician.
And we also get board level as well. So we don't just swap parts. We actually get board level with days done. So
sadly, that's kind of like an ancient
It's going away.
Yeah.
It's going away.
I remember when I got trained up as biomed, you know, we were testing pin 2 on chip 5.
Right.
Resoldering connections.
Right.
Don't do that no more.
Nope. And the newer generation that's coming in, that's going away. I know a lot of the older biomeds, some of them still, they're getting down there and getting more level, but. Well, it's good for us.
Well, yeah, it's come down to, you know, how much time is worth putting into it. But there still is, it's something that shouldn't go away.
Right, right.
I still tell my techs, you should know how to solder.
And biomed shops are, I think, a lot more busier.
Yeah, well,
we see it. And I know there's
our scope of responsibility is ever changing.
It's a lot. It's a whole hospital. Everything in the room, you guys take care of. So it's a lot of work.
It's good to know we got PM Biomedical out there though, like giving us that stopgap for, you know, patient monitoring and IV pumps in general, which are some of the most tedious, painstaking parts of biomedical.
Matter of fact, we just did two jobs that was the same thing. One month was coming up, and like we need some help. You sent two wet technicians out there, helped them out.
Hey, if I ever come across an Alaris farm, I'll call y'all.
You do.
One of the worst things, you walk into a room and there's like 500 Alaris 8100. It's painful.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody has any questions, wants to learn more about, go to pmbiomedical.com. It's been a pleasure having you both on here.
We look forward to outdoors as well. So if anyone's ever in our area,
there you go,
Southern California, feel free to stop by.
See how the butter gets made.
Yeah, how it all gets damaged. It's a great place.
And if we can support in any way, just reach out.
All right, you heard it here. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, man.
For having us.
I'll see y'all at the festivities later.
Bearded. Biomed.